This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Looking forward to the weekend. Thursday was Thursday, Thursday. Today is Friday, Friday.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Inside. My liver's all twisted up. But you know what I did? I took Deborah, went to the liquor store, I loaded up with alcohol, more specifically vodka, whiskey, beer, tequila, more beer, more vodka, more whiskey, and more beer.
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
Welcome back, Football Fridays. It has been a really enjoyable week. I'm sure you would agree. It's the kind of game where we hear from a lot of new people or people that maybe listen a lot but don't call very often, and just some really great points and a lot of emotion heading into Sunday. A caller shortly ago was from Ohio, Dayton, Ohio, talking about Bills backers. And I wanted to say, yeah, I know about the wide reach and how great a fit that is in so many different cities around the country and how excited people get. My first time being aware of that was in 2002 when I went to San Diego for the Super Bowl that year to cover the Super Bowl, Raiders Buccaneers. And Steve Tasker and I had become friends. He and I worked together at my previous radio station, and I'd known Steve. And even though I was working here then, as I remember it, he and I were in contact, and he's like, come out with me. We'll go to this place. I'm like, all right. And that was it. It was a Bills backers bar in San Diego, like on a beach somewhere. And it was just incredible. Like it was surreal to be with him at a place like this out in Southern California. I don't think I'd ever been there. And just, wow. So that's all different pockets of the country, as many of you know, like have these places, and I'm sure an easy search would find you one if you didn't know.
Yeah, BuffaloBills.com, I think, has had a map. I assume they still do. I don't know why they wouldn't. Like, it's just a little pocket of the website. You can click on it, and it just gets you a map, and you can zoom in and out. And, yeah, I met a guy before the Green Bay night game. That have been 2 years ago now, two seasons ago, the 21 season, I think, or 2022. When did they play Green Bay at home in a night game? Was that 22 or 21?
I think 22.
I met a guy from the Vancouver Bills backers club, which is awesome. I had a great time with him at the Moore Room on a Saturday before that game. And I didn't track him down when I was out in Vancouver, but like knowing that there's that in Vancouver, awesome. I mean, we hear from Lino Gabbiano, who's in Italy. Sal visited with people in Australia when he and his family visited there during the offseason. It's like, yeah, we're well aware of how widespread it is. I mean, you're talking about Australia. Australia and Italy and even Vancouver. It's probably everywhere.
You would think. Ashland, Massachusetts?
Definitely.
Rochester?
Yeah, I don't think Rochester's as big of a Bills town as it used to be.
There's no Bills bar in Rochester? Batavia? Grand Island? Everywhere. Everywhere. Is there anything we didn't mention this week? Yes, one thing I wanted to, asking myself that. We've talked about injuries all week, and as we get near the end of our week here, we know Kincaid is out. We already knew Coleman was out. That was on Monday. I kind of think we knew that last week, that he would miss another game. Cooper, questionable. He said yesterday that he expects to play, but he was wearing a cast at practice, and I think Sal said he would play with it.
Yeah, he was catching balls yesterday with, you know, hit a glove over the cast. Today I saw footage of him just running around, not doing anything, catching passes-wise, without a glove on, and you could see the cast. And it looks like the same thing he had on last Friday when I, you know, which is when last Friday when I saw him, like, he's not playing in this game on Sunday. There's no way. But the fact that he's caught some passes and he feels like he'll be able to do it. But, yeah, he might be compromised somewhat, you know. I mean, you'd have to think that it'd have some impact on his ability to hold on to the ball, maybe make catches. Like, I guess we'll just see.
I think knowing how really next to nothing we all know about a player's injury, it'll be a big talking point next week if he doesn't play, right? Because right from the first game he missed, Sean McDermott, referring to Cooper, I believe, it could have been Benford, but I don't think it was, said, yeah, he didn't feel right. And then it's been, we'll see. It's been short. McDermott's been short when it comes to Cooper. And he's so often, when it comes to injuries, not short. I mean, he'll say a bunch of words that don't necessarily tell you anything, but defending the player and, you know, we'll have to, he's worked so hard. You know, listen to McDermott on Milano every time. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And that doesn't have to tell you the truth or the answer, but I think my vibe with the Cooper thing has been, okay, well, you let us know when you're ready to play. And good that Cooper said, I mean, easy for me to say, on Thursday that he expects to play in this game. I think the fans are going to need him to.
Yeah, I think if now, with him having said that, if he were to not play, then all of everything, how McDermott has sounded about him, all of it sort of gets relitigated, I think. Not that it's been exactly litigated, I mean, but it's been brought up, you know.
No, so far, I don't think you're getting anywhere sort of questioning Cooper. Like, you're not getting most, nobody really wants to do that yet, which is fine. I mean, I don't either. But it is interesting how the coach sounds.
Right.
And if he misses a third game in a row with a wrist injury that maybe he could play through, we got Tyreek over here with a torn ligament.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's probably not, it's not going to be entirely fair to Cooper.
Of course.
It's just, the Bills are just waiting for him to say, I can do it.
Right. I think now that he said he thinks he'll be able to do it, if he doesn't, you're right. It would become a much bigger issue, I think.
All right. I've had this one fantasy point written out every day, but I'm not going to. It's just now it's just really forced. I'm not going to say it. Any lineup questions?
Come on.
Any lineup questions? No,
come
I'm not going to say
you,
it.
You've hit, you, oh, wow.
It's trade deadline season in fantasy football.
Oh, hang on.
Not be the guy that sends out a billion offers in the name of, well, you could just say no. Don't be that guy. People will talk about you. Think of your parents. There's my take. How would your parents feel if they knew you were the guy that sends out offers all over the league all the time that are terrible? But oh, you just say no. You just say no. You don't have to do it. Just say no. Come on, have some self-respect, right? You should see the offers I get. Look at you over there, hemming and hawing.
Well, because I don't know why. You saying that prompted me to look at my fantasy app, but there I just got an email.
I looked at your team
that
today.
That looks like I have a an offer, but I can't find. I can't find it in the league. I got an email that says I have an offer, but maybe you know what? It might be one of Owen's. Owen's got like three teams that are all sort of in this app. And I get notified, I think, when stuff is happening with any of them. So that, that might be
right. Can't you click on the email and see if it's a team you recognize? Or are they all named the same?
Well, no. See, that's the thing. I just don't recognize the name of the person the email's from as having anything to do with our league.
What's the name of the team?
ASS? Is that a team in our league?
No.
Here's the email. Two Tunsil's gas mask from name I don't recognize. TG would trade Calvin Ridley. We don't even have Calvin Ridley. Ass would trade Jaden Reed. What am I looking
for? It's a different team then.
But it's Tunsil's gas mask. That's us. That's me.
Well, if you don't have Ridley, then you don't have to.
Right. Well, yeah.
Wonder.
I'm just so confused.
Let your son handle it. It's a computer. Let your son handle it.
I'm just so confused. Yeah, no, we don't. Ridley is not on our team. I have no idea what.
Go back to your fantasy leagues where you mail the results and check the paper on Mondays.
That is messed
to
up.
See the stats.
What the hell is that?
Time for picks.
What if I did do it? Even though I admit to nothing and never will. What does that make me? And I'm not here just defending myself, but all those pickers out there who've been caught. Each and every one of them. Who has to suffer the shame and humiliation because of people like you.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Are we not human? If we pick, do we not bleed?
On WGR.
I am not an animal.
Sports Radio 550.
All right. We both had last night right. I think Thursday night, I might be like near perfect on Thursday nights. And I used to hate Thursday nights, which I would still if I weren't good at it. I would still hate it. That's the reason I didn't like it. But I feel like I've been really hot on Thursday night. And to your credit, a couple of these times you didn't, I'm losing, I'm going the other way. You felt Philadelphia last night too, and you stayed there.
The one time I did take the bait, I lost. Tampa. No, no, wait. Did they...
Which game was that?
The
Tampa Atlanta?
Yeah, I think I know I lost on one night I went against you.
Denver New Orleans?
I don't remember the game now.
I don't either.
But it was a Thursday.
I just feel like
I took the yeah.
Ravens Bengals? I took Cincinnati, you took Baltimore.
Yeah. And they won but only by 1 point.
They didn't cover.
That was it. That was the one. Yeah. I wouldn't say that was taking the bait. I like the Ravens just fine there. So, yeah, I didn't feel risky doing that.
It's Thursday nights have been good games. Even last night was interesting. We're done with the league did it again. We're done with, Tennessee, Jacksonville. Like, we're done with that.
Yeah.
Thursday night games, they're almost always division games. Last night was 7-2 versus 7-3.
When I got to it, it was 12-10, and I didn't know anything that had happened. It took me a while after the hockey game ended to get to the football game, so there was a lag there. But fourth quarter, 12-10, and I'm hearing about the kicker on Twitter missing 7 points total. He missed 2 field goals and an extra point.
That was weird.
Yeah. So it's 12-10, and almost as soon as I turned it on.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited 3 members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW. The ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in, trade-in, service on Go 5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Here's Barkley touchdown, and now it's a blowout. Like, it just happened like that. But even then, Washington scored Hurts again late to make it at least, you know, respectable. But
yep. The Thursday night schedule has been amazing. The game's been good. And he looks and he's like, next week is Pittsburgh at Cleveland.
That's kind of a fun look at. For you people who have Cleveland to make the playoffs wagers out there, that'll be a big game.
Sam, he should have said it when he was on with us. Like, oh, that's content right there. You know, I know what you're doing. For $10, I've got Cleveland to make the playoffs and, you know, more urgently, Ray Davis to score 2 touchdowns on Sunday. Keep tabs on me when he scores his first.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's go. Picks, I'm up 2.5.
Yes.
Pick one, Bills, -2. So I bet the Bills at 2.5 yesterday after the Butker news. Like, oh, you watch. It went the other way. The line moved the other way. I'm not getting to, you know, take the Chiefs in the 3. I don't think I'm getting there.
We are so savvy over here.
We cash that right the heck out. We cash that $50 right the heck out. Bills -2. I'll put it back if I need to, but I'll get a better line. I don't know. It's probably, you know, Donkey Town, but I just have a feeling that the Bills get ahead and the Chiefs lie down. I think that is there. Mm-hmm. With they don't want to have to go undefeated. They don't want to do that. They don't want to have to play Mahomes for 4 quarters in week 18, which is actually what we have that, week 18. They don't want to have to do that. So they're not going to want to lose. But the Bills have, I think, after all the talk of the week, I think they have a little bit more to play for in this game.
Plus, the Chiefs, sort of playing along with this, you know, it's a long season. Do we really want... They lose to the Bills. It's like, you know, well, that's, you know, that's
we're used to that.
That's acceptable.
We always do.
And we'll beat them when it matters. Like, if you're the Chiefs, like, if you're down 21-3, say, in the third quarter or the second quarter of this game, I think it'd be pretty easy to go, like, we'll get them in January.
Carson Wentz time.
Don't worry. Warm the plane up.
If they're down, like that, Carson Wentz plays the whole fourth quarter.
Listen to us.
Carson Wentz plays the whole fourth quarter. Take a breath. Exhale, Chiefs.
I sound like the biggest idiot that's ever lived talking about
and
the Chiefs like
you
this.
You look at the betting markets and talking to Ross, if the Bills win the game, he's like, the Chiefs will still get the one. Like he didn't think that the Bills were like that much ready to
live for
pass
that.
Them.
Right.
Which, you know, that's obviously debatable and there's a long way to go. So I don't think the Bills are the best team in the league, and they're gonna have to figure out how to score for me to feel, you know, this confident and relaxed about the game. But I just have that thought in my mind that Kansas City, maybe they're kind of waiting maybe for one where it's not coming down to a field goal at the end and, are we going undefeated? They're not here for that. They're here for a third straight ring, and they still will be if they lose. When? Pick 2, my Browns. +1 at New Orleans. I got visions of Jameis Winston throwing 38 for 59, 376, 4 touchdowns, 2 picks. 2 to Cedric Tillman. Cleveland, an underdog. Come on, Cleveland. You got the 2-time coach of the year. You finally put a quarterback in who's not the worst ever. Win a game in New Orleans. Pick 3. I'll just take the Ravens. It's a running bit. -3 at Pittsburgh. It's been pretty good over the years, generally, to take Baltimore no matter what. Don't overthink it.
Uh-huh.
I know the Pittsburgh thing. It's been a really, to say the very least, like maybe the toughest rivalry in the NFL. But they have been so clean this year on offense. And I'm just not going to get to Russell Wilson against Lamar Jackson. I mean, I'll just see. -3, okay. Pick 4 feels like a sucker bet. But they are coming off a rough spot, and maybe it's possible that they're not getting the full respect, whether they deserve it or not. It just seems a little easy, but I'm going to do it anyway. Minnesota, -6 at Tennessee. Tennessee is down pretty bad, and Hockenson back, Jefferson, they're healthy, the Vikes. Maybe not Jones, which could be big. The spotlight is on Darnold again because he's starting to turn the ball over a lot and the pressure is getting to him. Tennessee's defense is pretty good, but I don't know. We've had this sort of conversation all year. I got the lead in this thing. I don't want to lose the lead picking bad teams, you know? So Minnesota, what are they, 7-2?
One sec. Yes, they are 7-2.
Minnesota -6. So that's pick four. And in college, I mean, I think it's gone completely the other way for my Pitt Panthers. A 12.5-point home underdog to Clemson. I'll take Clemson. I feel like Pitt has lost the plot. Clemson -12.5. Does anybody say 0.5 on BetQL? Did they ever say it that way? 0.5? 12.5?
I don't know, but this is the first year when writing these, like typing these into my note app on my iPad, that I've stopped making the fractions.
Oh, yeah? I've never made a fraction. It's always 0.5 for
me. It's like,
it's interesting.
And you have to like make sure you put the space between the first number, otherwise they look too close together. And it was the stupidest thing ever. When I realized
would write out the fraction. You write it the 1/2.
I would 1/2.
Yeah, yeah.
And normally 6.5, 6, and I wouldn't have space. It was so cumbersome and stupid. And this year, I'm going to be 60 next July. I just realized I didn't have to do that anymore. So I'm freed up. I have all kinds of free time.
So what do you do now? 0.5?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I've always been a 0.5 guy.
And I've picked up a bunch of hobbies with all the free time that I have. No.
Next week, we'll go through them. It's the bye week.
Yeah.
The Sabres are in California. Plenty of time.
College-wise, I'm going to go against our buddy Sammy P. I'm going to take Zach's Texas Longhorns minus a 12.5. Yeah, Longhorns and Razorbacks. This is
the Richard Nixon Bowl.
This is Big Eight.
Yeah,
is what we got going
Big
here.
Big Eight, the SWAC. Oh yeah.
This is the game Nixon went to.
Oh yeah, I don't know.
Texas, Arkansas.
Okay. It ended like 10-9. It was barely football.
What?
Ended like 10-9. It was barely football.
You know this game?
Oh well, yeah, because the history of it. If he went there, picked it, he like declared the national champion afterwards. So
yeah, very good.
All right. I'll take Texas. Zach's been rocking this Longhorns hat he picked up, I assume, in Austin last weekend when he was there. That orange is just about the best orange there is.
It's burnt.
That's, I love it. I love it. Love, love, love the look of that. All right. I'm going to go again. This is risky. I was going to go Ravens, but I'm going to take the Steelers.
Uh-oh.
Plus the 3.
Overthinking.
I feel like Russell Wilson, their pass defense can be had. Pickens and Williams could catch a couple of jump balls, and that might be all they need. So I'll take the 3 and the Steelers. It's not the outcome I want. I'm rooting for Baltimore to win this game, but I'll take the Steelers and the points. The other 3 NFL picks, I'll take the Colts getting 3.5 at the Jets just because. Richardson's going back in. I don't know like if everybody's on board with that, but I just feel like the Jets are, I mean, they're losing their practice squad kicker that they kind of knew they needed. Having tackling drills here during the week. Aaron Rodgers, I guess I'll come back next year. Oh, my God. It's going exactly as I envisioned, and I think the Colts are going to come in there and beat them. Good uniform matchup. The Jets are wearing like an old-looking uni, and Colts, I assume, will be in white, which will look like Super Bowl III, maybe.
No, the Jets wore white in Super Bowl III.
Okay, sorry. So that's wrong. That's a bad job.
Still, I agree, though.
Yeah, it's going to look good, I think. If I'm right, I think I saw a tweet from Woody Johnson, and the Jets are in like an old school looking, 2 stripes on the shoulders, the white helmets, like a real good look for them, even though I hate them. Raiders +7 at Miami. This was one I think Joe O gave us yesterday. Just Raiders could be dangerous here, coming off the bye, and it's a lot of points, and I'm just not sold that Miami's just going to like cruise against anyone at this point. So I like the points, and I'll take that. And another big home underdog, or excuse me, another big road underdog, idiot. I'll take Seattle. I think Joe mentioned them too. +6.5 at the Niners. Even the center is that's tough news. But I don't want to type a whole new game in.
No. No, it's too late for that.
With the decimals or not. I mean, I just can't.
Another reason you want to go first.
I can't be bothered. So
I think you would very much enjoy the 1969 Texas Arkansas Wikipedia page.
Yeah.
It's really cool. Texas and Penn State were the two top teams at the end of the season. Texas won this game from 14-0 down after 15-14. And it's been the long running debate which team was the deserving national champion when Nixon declared the winner of his Texas-Arkansas game would be the national champion. You can see Trump doing that, right? You just go to a game, who? Anybody. Oh, I'm gonna. You're the national champion. I could see him doing that.
Yeah.
Paterno, after this, years later, quote, I've wondered how President Nixon could know so little about Watergate in 1973, yet so much about college football in 1969. It's a great line.
Is Daryl Royal the Texas coach then?
Yes, yes.
I very badly want to think of the Arkansas guy.
He was the color commentator of my youth, college football, with Keith Jackson.
Oh!
I mean, an accent. This guy had
it's going to kill
sound.
Me. Who is it?
Frank Broyles.
Yeah!
Welcome to the show, Frank Broyles.
That was gettable.
Welcome to the show, Matt Verderam. Joined us earlier, SI.com, breaking down Chiefs-Bills. Hope you enjoy that. Next, Mike Schoep and the Bulldog. Football Friday continues here on WGR, which we love. We love Football Fridays. It's brought to you by Salino Law. Car crash? Call Salino. And by Crosby's Pizza and Sub, start your game day the Crosby's way. Time for a break. We'll be back in a snap. Brought to you by Snapdragon Apples, the official apple of the Buffalo Bills.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.